It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, good people, on a Friday? I'm Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars. It's the last weekend before you guys get ready to see your Jacksonville Jaguars embark on a new future. Before I tell you about that, the NFL season is about to begin and nobody covers it like the Locked On Podcast Network. From August 30th, which was last week, through September 8th, Locked On's Ultimate Season Preview is taking you through every team, every division, with the help of Odyssey's Ross Tucker and Jason Lockenfor. Follow the Ultimate Season Preview 2021 feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts to tune in beginning August 30th, which was last week. I got some good stuff for you here today, man. And the good stuff that I have for you today is just thinking about the past in a good way. We talked about the past in sort of a negative way yesterday. So I want to make sure that we're positive. And we're talking about the past in a good way today. Why would I do that? Well, I'm doing it because you guys have to understand that anytime you're going to go to something good, that means you have to sometimes come from something that hasn't been so good. And what hasn't been so good, and you guys know more than anybody, is the Jaguars past, the Jaguars history. You can probably say that they've had four good seasons, maybe out of 26 seasons or 27 seasons, however you want to do the math. That ain't good, right? Let's just say 25 or 26 seasons. They've had maybe 4 or 5 years where they were super, super competitive. And now with the new regime, with Urban Meyer and that crew that they have down there, and, of course, Trevor, the great Trevor Lawrence, there's a lot of hope that things are going to get better. That process sometimes takes a while, and we're starting to see that, you know, some of us are thinking that the process will take longer than we have anticipated that it would take. So what has to happen? What's going to happen? What does the team need to make sure that they do to ensure that they're different from all the other teams and all the other GMs and all the other people in the past that promised that, or at least thought that they were going to be doing things that were different or were special? I'll tell you in the second segment what I think has to happen to ensure that this doesn't turn out to be something that's just like the past. And then I'll tell you in segment three what I actually think will happen with this entire regime and how this is going to go. But right now I want to reflect on everything that we've been through here in this city, the things that we've endured to get to this point. Hopefully one day I'll look back in this podcast, the one I'm doing today, we can look back and listen back at this one and go, man, that was the day we kind of made the decision that we were going to really, really reflect and think about what was and think about what's going to be and what's about to happen. And it won't be necessarily the turning day for the franchise. I'm not trying to tell you that. But it will be something that will remind you or have or put you in the mind of what your thought process was as from being bad and getting used to being bad all the time to having hope and having your hopes dashed and realizing things hadn't changed, to finally having the football gods really shine down in a way on this franchise that you've never really seen before. And that's with a legendary coach, one that anybody would have wanted to have in any franchise, and a generational quarterback all in one season, all in one offseason. I mean, within about a month period, folks knew that the Jaguars had the number one pick and there was a great chance that they were going to take Trevor Lawrence. And then they hired Urban Meyer, who would be considered a home run hire, regardless of what people think about whether or not he can make the adjustment to the pros. He would have been considered a home run hire for anyone, anywhere, anytime. You can book that and make no mistake about it. That is absolutely true. There's a handful of guys that move the needle in terms of no-brainer coaching hires, and Urban Meyer was definitely one of them. So at some point, you get from that you go from that and you get to, okay, now the reality has to set in that this thing has to start going. And for some fans, and I can tell by the way that they tweet and the way that they respond to these podcasts, for some people, that's going to continue to bring up the anxiety of the past, these old memories where, okay, we've heard this before. You told us we was going to be good before. So anything that resembles even a smidgen of the past promises being broken can probably sometimes make folks go crazy. So I'm here to alleviate that a little bit. And I'm here to let you know that, first of all, let go of the past because none of that stuff can help you now. It ain't going to hurt you. You ain't going to be hurt any more than you were in the past if things don't work, okay? So you can let go of the past. Whatever happened before, and you can look at that as either something that has conditioned you to think something bad is always going to happen, like Murphy's Law. You can look at it from the standpoint of, well, maybe this is the one time that we're going to finally overcome it. Can you recognize good things when they start to happen? Even when every now and then something bad may happen that totally resembles something that happened before, and then you're going, uh-oh, here we go again. So what we're going to do today is we're going to explore that. I'm going to tell you what I think the Jaguars have to do to make sure, first of all, to make sure that that doesn't happen so you won't feel that way. See, I was going to say I'm going to tell you what they have to do to make sure you don't feel that way, but no, that's not it. I'm going to tell you what the Jaguars have to do, in my opinion, to make sure that that doesn't happen and to make sure that they are primed for success. I'm going to do that here today on a Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars. And of course, it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars, because that's what it is, man. It's your team every day. That's why we do it. So I'm going to do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. You guys stand by. I'm going to tell you first about Built Bar, man. Built Bar is the absolute truth. And I want you to celebrate your freedom of choice when you choose your Built Bar. Because they have 9 delicious flavors, and you're going to have to make a decision unless you get an assortment of Built Bars. Now, one of the toughest things that I had to go through was tasting them all. And when I say tough, I'm being sarcastic, because it wasn't tough at all. But it was tough finally finding one that was my favorite flavor. And, of course, you guys know I found that in the salted caramel. But what is your favorite flavor going to be? Well, you can't pick one if you don't try them all. And you can try them all at BuiltBar.com. Just get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors and roll from there and then pick your favorite flavor. The thing about it is, even though they taste good, you got to check out the macros, man, because they have 17 to 18 grams of protein. The calories range from 130 to 180, which is not bad at all. The sugars only have 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5, not 45, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So amazing flavors, all tasty, and then they're all healthy. Order today at BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCK15, and you're going to get 15% off of your first order of Built Bars. Now, I love the salted caramel. Raspberry is my second flavor. Why don't you make that exploration with that mixed box? Get 2 of each and then tell me on Twitter what your favorite flavor of Built Bars are. Make sure you use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off of your first order. All right, man, we're rolling along here on Locked On Jaguars on a Friday. And we're talking about how do we overcome the anxiety of the past and get rid of the hangover of lost hope and losing and being let down every time there was a new beginning. I'm going to give you a perfect example. There was nothing. We could go all the way back if we want to from the year after the Jaguars went 14-2 and lost. Well, they went 14-3. They lost 3 times to the Titans. And then the very next year, they were the favorite to go to the Super Bowl, and then they didn't make the playoffs. We could go back that far if we want to, but we're not going to do that. We go back to 2017 when they went to the AFC Championship game after going on the road in the divisional championship and beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. Went and were beating the New England Patriots in the fourth quarter. I mean, had them by double digits, ready to go. And then a bad call, and then a fourth down completion on, what, 4th and 16 or something like that, and blanket coverage on a guy, and he's still catching the ball in traffic and not going for it at halftime. And then, of course, Miles Jack wasn't down. And all of those things, the Patriots escaped and ended up winning the Super Bowl. And then what did we say? We'll get them next year. They're going to be the best team in the league next year. And they were even favored. But a lot of us knew because of who the quarterback was and the fact that we didn't trust him and we didn't believe in him. And that was Blake Bortles. A lot of us, you know, we had some trepidation about exactly how far this team was actually going to go. And we were right. They tanked. They didn't tank purposely, but they went in the tank because they were horrible. And you saw a lot of infighting. And then another year of it went on. And then finally, they broke it all up. So Jaguar fans were back to saying, typical Jaguars, why can't we have nice things, right? So now, after going 1-15, having the worst record in franchise history, they actually did tank. I'm not saying it was on purpose, but whatever. And then they get gold. They strike gold in a year where there's a franchise quarterback and they get Trevor Lawrence. And because of that, Urban Meyer takes the job and he actually does draft Lawrence. And then they have all of the salary cap space. Things are looking up for the franchise. So then the preseason starts and all of a sudden it's like, the brakes. And when the brakes got hit on that and folks are like, well, just slow down. Same old Jaguars. Looks like the past. Nothing's changed. That's not true. I do think some things have changed, and I'm going to get into it right now. I do believe that Urban has a plan that he has to stick to. I think a little bit is he's learning along the way as well. I think the plan is going to work. I think what has to be adjusted for him, and he may have left room for this adjustment because he's a smart guy, and he knows and he understands that guys that have been doing this for a long time really, really know what they're doing. Coaches that a lot of fans don't respect are respected by other coaches. In their peer group, they just think totally different than we do. It's just like players. Fans and some coaches may not have the respect for Cam Newton that other players do. In the NBA, I've used this example. Coaches and GMs may not have the same respect for Carmelo Anthony that other players do. It's different when you're in the peer group, when you're actually in the peer group. So I think Urban Meyer does know that this isn't going to be easy. I think he does know that there are people that work here that want, you know, their livelihoods depend on it too, and they're going to coach. What I think happened was in the preseason, I think he realized that he's going to probably have to rely more on those that detail-oriented plan to really separate himself from other people. Because rarely, very rarely in this league do you have a serious separation of talent from other people unless you just have bad talent evaluators on your team, which the Jaguars have it's been a mixed bag of that. I think they've hit on some the easy scouting guys, but they may have missed on some other guys in the past. So for me, I do think the plan is good. I think he's the man for the job. I think we all just may see that it's going to probably take a little bit longer and a little bit more detail and maybe another offseason and another draft. And maybe next year in the offseason, they, instead of team building and going for infrastructure guys, they'll go for star alpha players. When you win, the team with the least amount of talent but the most amount of organization and togetherness, they don't always win. That's the New England way. In this league, you got to have talent. It's just like college. The team with the most talent wins. Now, here's the difference, and here's the question that I have to ask. What happens when he has the same amount of talent? So when you get to the point where you're a perennial playoff team, generally, when it's Andy Reid versus Bill Belichick, what's the difference? You got two great coaches, and then you have two teams with a bunch of talent. The difference is those one or two guys that are better than the other people. When you finally get into the playoffs and it's talent for talent, and even those one or two guys, they balance each other out, what is it going to take? It's going to take a staff, a plan, organization, and condition, and guys have to be available. And that's where I think when you hear Urban Meyer talk, he talks about details. He talks about having like-minded players, talks about having guys that buy in, and he always talks about conditioning. This is why I think this plan will work eventually once he gets through the learning curve and actually gets the kind of players on the roster that are needed to win. So I told you guys I was going to tell you whether I think it's going to work or not. And I guess by my tenor, you can tell how I really feel about whether or not it's going to work. So I'm going to let you know right now, in the next segment, I'm going to tell you why I actually do think it's going to work. So there you go. No suspense. I think it's going to work. I'm going to tell you exactly how, and I'm going to tell you what I believe they have to do to make that happen. And I'll do it in just a second here on a Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about Bet Online, man, Bet Online is the absolute truth. What makes it the truth? Well, it's just the number one sports betting site in the world. It's where I go. It's where you need to go. They have all kinds of things, all kinds of information. They have the best sign up bonuses ever. And what I mean by a bonus now, they're going to match your deposit. You actually have to make a deposit, and then your deposit will be matched 100%, not 50%, not 25%, 100% when you use the promo code Locked On. That's right. You can go to your mobile device and or your laptop and sign up today at betonline.ag and have your deposit matched 100% in the form of a sign-out bonus. Now, from football, basketball, boxing, your favorite casino events, don't wait to take advantage of this. You have to take advantage of the great offers that are available to you for the 2021 season. Now, here's something special for you. They have an opening day super promo where you make a bet on a Thursday on September 9th on the opener between Dallas and Tampa. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when you sign up and using the promo code NFL100. They also have props and contests, including the online's biggest half million dollar NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest now open at BetOnline. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Make sure you use those proper promo codes. Locked On for your matching bonus and NFL 100 for your wager on the opener between the Cowboys and the Bucks. All right, we're going to roll along here, man. So what do the Jaguars have to do in order to make sure that they do the things that lead to winning that actually make the fans happy? Stay the course. Make sure you properly develop your quarterback. Make sure the coaching staff is on the same page. Don't be afraid to go out and actually get top flight players to play on your team. They need to address that offensive line at some point in the future. Maybe what they'll learn this year is those guys, while they may be good, they're not good enough. You can attack it two ways. It's not mutually exclusive to go out and sign free agents and to draft guys that you hope develop. You can do them simultaneously, both at the same time. Don't take for granted positions just because, and this is another thing, just because you like guys and guys are okay at those spots, if they're not great, don't just try to make them great. Don't try to fit a square peg into a round hole. If they're not great, they're not great. If they're just good, identify them as just being good. Let's not have an ego. In the past, people wanted their draft picks to work. Even when they saw they weren't, they stuck with them. There's something to be said about people that stick with their choices. They're either geniuses or they're stubborn. And if you're stubborn, what you have is what the Jaguars have had for the last 7 or 8 years. When you know a guy can't work, you move on. Why do you stick with him? Because every time you pass up a chance to move on, somebody else gets that player. It's not like if you don't take Patrick Mahomes that he just goes off into the sunset. No, he goes to another team and he whips your ass for the next 12 years. So now you got to, now they're measuring Trevor Lawrence to Patrick Mahomes. Now Trevor Lawrence got to deal with that foolishness for the next decade, right? See how that works? When you pass up players and they go other places, it makes your job twice as hard. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. If after this year you realize Caleb Von Chason ain't that guy, or that Tyson Campbell still can't adjust to the ball, or that DJ Chark isn't a number one receiver, and I'm not saying those things are going to happen. What I'm saying is if you see it happening, you got to fix it. You got to correct it. You know what I mean? If I got a real smart Labrador retriever, but I know he's a little nice, I'm not going to depend on him to protect my house. I'm going to go get me a Rottweiler or a Doberman. You know, you have to not be arrogant, and you have to not want to not be wrong with your selections. If something ain't right, fix it. But also stay the course on who you are and what you are as an organization and as a football team. Don't compromise that. And I think if you do that, you'll be fine. Be patient with urgency. Be patient, but do it with urgency. Everything's important. So you can be patient, but at the same time, you need to do it with urgency. Don't be patient and lackadaisical, like patient to the point of ever allowing it to feel like it's okay to lose. Even if you understand why you lose, never accept it. Keep making this place a player's haven. Make the players number one. Players count more than anything else. If you do that, that's how you'll get loyalty. But be honest and be stern with them. This is what we expect. We're going to ride you. Because I'm only saying this, look, I ain't never played no league, and I never owned a team, and I've never been a GM. But I've looked around at teams that are successful, and it kind of feels like this is what they do. It kind of feels like guys love playing for Andy Reid and love playing in Kansas City. But it also feels like this. If you don't get the job done, somebody's going to be able to do it for you, and we're going to sit you down until you get it done. You can be a fun and accountable football team at the same time. So I think you have to just find that balance if you're Jacksonville. It ain't going to happen overnight. Some things may happen faster than others. But when you go from reflection to expectation, you got to understand, like, okay, this is what we're used to, but how do I not want to ever feel like that again? How do I not want to view things like that again? I don't want guys coming here wanting to leave. That's one thing. I don't want misinformation and not having one voice and the GM and the coach and the owner all saying different things and you don't know who runs the team. So right now we're off to a good start because Urban Meyer said this is a player's team. It's player-centric. And the other thing is there's definitely one voice coming out of Jacksonville and right now it's his. Whether he says it and has to own up to it and make an apology and put out a statement, it doesn't matter. It's one guy. It's not a whole bunch of different people saying a bunch of different stuff. It's one voice and one guy, one leader, and I think they're off to a good start. So reflect. Have a good time this weekend. This is your last weekend of not having the expectations that you're supposed to have for your football team, Jacksonville. And I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the fans more than anything. One is because they make my job a whole lot easier here on Locked On Jaguars. But two, is because, in my opinion, you can't find 50,000 fans that have been what the Jaguar fans have been over these last 25 years, and you don't get enough credit. So I'm giving it to you now. I'm giving you your flowers. I'm telling you to reflect. But now we're going to start looking forward because this is the start of what I believe, and this is what I was getting to. I believe at some point under this administration, the Jaguars will win a Super Bowl. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I think because of the coach and the quarterback, they'll find a way to be detail-oriented enough and at some point get good and get talented enough to win a Super Bowl, and I think it's going to make you extremely happy. All right, let me tell you about Locked On Bets, man. I was just telling you a few minutes ago about betonline.ag. Before you go to betonline.ag, one of the tools you can use is listen to the Locked On Bets podcast, which is hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, happy Labor Day weekend to all of you. I will see you back on Tuesday in an abbreviated week because of the holiday. Enjoy college football this weekend. And when we come back Tuesday, it'll be game week. It'll be game week, and we'll be preparing for the opening day game where the Jaguars will go on the road to play against the Houston Texans. All right, until then, you guys do what I always say. Take care of each other, and see you then on Tuesday. Take care.